One of the things the Lord has put on my heart, and I'm starting with this tonight, I don't know where he's going to go from here. He may put it aside, or we may go to 2, 3, 4, 5, or whatever. How many of y'all know we're in the last days? Amen. And the enemy is fighting to move his God's people out of position in every way and any way he can, no matter what it is. Lusts, delusions, false imagery, you name it. One of the things that we don't really understand is the delusion, because delusion, when you speak of delusion, there is so much. I mean, it could be a continuous chat. I mean, you could write books and books and books on delusions. But one of the things I want to talk about is the falling away, because that is going to be caused by delusions. And we are in the time right now where we are actually seeing the falling away happen. It's happening. People who were believers who walked with God beginning to fall away. Who claim to know Jesus, beginning to fall away. You know, the shaking is continuous. The Bible tells us that the Lord is going to shake everything. To what holds on is going to be solid with Him. To what doesn't hold on will fall away. There's something very powerful in the Scriptures. And if you'll turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It's good to know what time and season that we're in. There's been a open door and a shift again. I just celebrated my bar mitzvah. <laughs> 13 years as a believer. See, when the Jewish celebrate their bar mitzvah, you know, they become a man. Hallelujah. But anyways, I want to thank everyone for the cards and stuff, and most of them made me cry, but praise God. I was honored and blessed, and I want to thank everyone for signing cards and sending cards from my spiritual birth. Glory to God. April 17th at 2:15 p.m. My daddy visited me, and I was never the same. May we all continue to get visitations, that we can never be the same. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and starting at verse 1. Would you read it with me, please? Now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to Him, we ask you. Now the gathering together to Him is about the rapture, the taking of the church. Okay? Do not be so soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us as though the day of Christ had come already. Let no one deceive you by any means, for the day will not come unless what? The falling away comes first. Understand, the falling away must come first. We are in it. It's happening. And the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Who is that? That is Satan, the Antichrist, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now this is going to happen in the arena which we call the Great Tribulation. Is everybody with me? It's going to cause all hell to break out, because there are going to be people and nations that are going to actually turn against him, who used to serve him, because he's exalting himself as God. Even the Israelites are going to actually be deceived and then realize that he is not God, because he's going to most likely assist in building the temple and do all kinds of stuff that is going to show himself as a godly man, a rescuer, a savior. But what he's going to do is turn it around and utilize it to destroy God's people. Is everybody with me? So it says that the falling away first must come. And we are in the falling away. We are watching people fall away left and right. We are watching the hand of the Lord be loosed in nations and all areas. Where they're outright saying, look at Iran right now. Look at what Iran is saying. They're saying, listen, our whole purpose and life is to destroy Israel and United States. They want to build nuclear weapons to destroy us. They have outwardly spoken it. That's their purpose. There is nothing being hidden now. Do you understand that? Nothing is being hidden. Like I shared before, the closer it comes to the Lord's return, more things will be exposed. Why? Because light is exposing darkness. Iran is outright saying, listen, our purpose is to build nuclear weapons and destroy Israel and United States. Palestine, supposedly, which is not even a nation, although they have their own government and all kinds of other things. Their whole purpose is to destroy Israel. Israel is surrounded by all those that want to destroy Israel. Is everybody with me? We are seeing great things begin to happen, shakings right now, where people don't even know what to do. The government doesn't even know what to do. I thank God that United States and Israel are brothers. As long as we continue to support Israel, we're protected. But how long? We see many things going on right now. Even those who've gotten an office, who've claimed to be believers, are now falling away. Is everybody with me? Many are falling away. And it says here that the falling away must come first, and the man of sin, then the man of sin will be revealed, the son of perdition, who poses and exalts himself, and so forth, calls himself God. In verse 5, he says, do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains, will do so until he is taken out of the way. Remember something. He just said something very important. The one that is restraining, who is restraining the son of perdition from being letting go? The Holy Spirit. But let me share with you. It's the body of Christ. Is everybody with me? See, the body of Christ right now, without the body of Christ present on the earth, all hell would be broke loose. You and I, part of the body of Christ right now, who are doing the will of God and walking in obedience and taking dominion, intercession, binding and loosening, kicking butt on the devil, are putting the powers of darkness in their place. If it wasn't for you, this earth would be taken over by demons. Do you understand that? That's why the body of Christ was left here. So it says here, I want to go back again. Go back to verse 1. It says, now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our what? Gathering together to him. That means he's going to gather us together to him, right? But he says, listen, what's restraining the powers of darkness, right, from having full reign is the body of Christ, the Holy Spirit who's in. Remember, Jesus said, it's to your advantage that I leave, because the Spirit of truth will guide you to all truth. See, it's the ministry of the Holy Spirit now, isn't it? So once the ministry of the Holy Spirit is taken from the earth, the son of perdition is going to be revealed. Is everybody with me? But it won't happen until the falling away comes, the son of perdition is exposed, then the body of Christ will be removed. Is everybody with me? Okay, let's go a little further. Verse 7 again. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of who? Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong what? Delusion. There's going to be a period of time when God is just going to say, that's it. See, you and I are right now are what we call in the dispensation of grace. There's three arenas of grace. Grace means co-labor with God, means favor of God, and also means He's holding back the judgment of God. Once the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is removed from the planet, once you and I are removed from the planet, He's also known as the Spirit of grace. There will be no more grace. Does everybody understand that? So He will allow them to be turned over to their own delusions, or the delusions of the devil. Is everybody with me? Okay. Verse 11, and for this reason God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who do not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Wow. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved, by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through the sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which He called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. The falling away. So the falling away is actually delusions. People are going to fall away because of delusions. False delusions. Is everybody with me? That's what they're going to fall away from. Let me share something with you. It's the delusions of the end time. We are in them. Many will fall away. Let me share something with you, one of the things. And I'm going to share, believe me, what I'm sharing with you is not in condemnation, but it's in truth. Think about how the simplicity of the delusions that have gone forth in the body of Christ alone. What's it, the Y2K or whatever it is? Remember the delusion that went out that all the computers were going to bust down and all hell was going to break out? Did it happen? No. There was a delusion. Amen? I believe that there are so many delusions. I'm going to share a couple that I personally believe. I believe they're from God, but I'm not going to make... I believe that there's a delusion that is going around that there's going to be a silent rapture. I believe that's a delusion. I do not believe there will be a silent rapture. Remember, the purpose of the rapture is to bring up, be a sign to the lost. I also don't believe that there will be a rapture before tribulation. I believe that this is a delusion. The Bible says that the trumpet will sound, the last trumpet. The last trumpet that will sound will be in mid-tribulation. I believe that we will be a part of the first 3 years of tribulation. Why? Because the son of perdition is not exposed or comes reality, or manifests himself until mid-tribulation. Does everybody understand that? The Bible says that you and I are not accounted for wrath, so no matter what's going on around us, you and I are not be involved in it. We'll be the light. His whole purpose is that the world be saved. Does everybody understand that? Not to just come down and kill people because they're bad. Or else you and I would have been dead a long time ago. I mean, think about it. You know, there were some people who actually began to stop working. I'm telling you, when I first got saved, people were preaching about the rapture so much, it was like, man, let's just stop working. Waiting for the rapture. Let's just get in debt and hope that the rapture comes before the collector comes. I'm telling you, that's delusional. Actually, there are many people who have gotten sucked into that. They've actually stopped and just chose to do whatever. I believe that there's a delusion of false prosperity movement. It's not about being prosperous. There's nothing wrong with being prosperous. But I'm telling you right now, even in the body of Christ, there's get-rich-quick schemes going on. All kinds of stuff. false prosperity, get rich quick, all kinds of things. Putting people, I mean, there are people, more people putting money in stocks than in the kingdom of God, and they're losing. You can't lose. The greatest stock that there is the kingdom of God. I'm telling you, we are rich in Christ by knowing the truth that has made us free. There isn't anything greater than to be free from torment, of fear, of worry, of anxiety, of stress. There isn't anything greater than to be free. I believe that there's great delusion. I believe that some of these delusions are taught in the colleges. I believe that they're watered. And some of the teachings in colleges and in schools, the false delusion which is being preached, or what I should say, taught, is coming forth in all sorts of areas. Hallelujah. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 while we're here. Starting at verse 6. This is a part of falling away. Do you think the devil wants to promote the falling away? Of course he does. He doesn't understand that, you know, he's going to be exposed afterwards. In verse 6, but we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the traditions which he received from us. Why is that brother walking according to those ways? Because he's what? He's under delusion. Amen? For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we were not disorderly among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge, but worked with labor and toil night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you, not because we did not have authority, but to make ourselves an example of how you should follow us. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this: if anyone will not work, neither will he eat. No worky, no eaty. Hello. I'm telling you, these quick schemes, you know. Think about the delusion of, and please don't be offended what I'm about to say, welfare mentality. Welfare mentality, that delusion that puts people into bondage. You know what it causes them to do? Rely on government instead of God. Amen? Relies on government. You know why most of the people died in New Orleans? They were waiting for the government to come and pick them up. And they didn't. And they died. Because their trust was not in God. It was in the government. Because if they were part of a family, Christian, church, believing family, they would have realized that their brothers and sisters would have assisted them. Does everybody understand that? God would have sent help. But most of them died because they were relying on the government. Glory to the Lamb. 3 John. No working, no eating. No pyramid schemes. No get rich. How many people go out and spend a gazillion dollars on lotteries? And they go, well, if. They play numbers. They try to guess. They think they have it. It's chance. God is not going to send an angel in there and put the numbers according to your prayer. That's a delusion. Some people have this delusion that an angel of the Lord is going to go, yes, this is what he prayed. Turn this number, turn this number, turn this number. And you got it. Because I know you're going to give it to the kingdom of God. Oh, no, you won't. Glory to God. Scratch off this. Yeah. Come on. Lucky 7. Remember, lucky means what? Lucifer. I remember those days. Glory to God. John. 3 John. Starting at verse 2. Read it with me. Beloved, I pray that you may what? Prosper. So God wants us to prosper, doesn't he? In what? All things. Does that mean cash? Amen. Does that mean prosperity? Amen. He wants us to prosper in all things. In all things. And be in what? Health. Does he want you to prosper in health? Sure. Just as you're what? So nothing's going to prosper until your soul prospers. Has everybody got it? It's not about numbers. It's not about get-quick schemes. Nothing will prosper until your soul prospers. And let me share with you. The majority of the people who've won the lottery have lost it. They're usually dead or in jail. You know why? Because prosperity comes, it says, if your soul prospers. Your soul is your mind, your emotions, and your will. Until they prosper according to the will of God, according to the Word of God, where your character is associated with the character of Christ, where He's expressing Himself, that's when things are prospering. That's when God begins to prosper you. He begins to trust you because you're becoming more like-minded with Him. We're at that place where we pray every day, Lord, position me so it's no longer I that live, but You that live. Empty me of me and self and fill me with Your Holy Spirit that I may have the mind and will and the desires of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. So you are not going to prosper until your soul prospers. So there are some decisions that we're going to stop having to make over and over that prevents our soul from prospering. Amen? That's a delusion. Look at verse 3. For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the what? Truth that is in you just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Every parent and every spiritual father and mother has no greater joy than when their children walk in truth. 1 Timothy chapter 4. The falling away is delusions. There are end time delusions. 1 Timothy chapter 4, start verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says, I'm telling you, he was letting it out. This wasn't something that he just decided to write a letter on. He expressly says this, that in the latter times some will depart from the faith or will what? Fall away. Giving heed, listening to deceiving spirits and doctrines of what? Demons. Speaking lies and hypocrisy and having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. So there is going to be a new age movement in the body of Christ. It's going to be a falling away. Many are going to depart from the doctrine. They are be compromised by the delusion. They will search places that will fulfill their soul instead of their spirit. They will have a form of godliness, but they will not know the power nor the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. That is delusional. Doctrines of demons, deceiving spirits, what they hear and what people will tell them, they will believe because they have no truth. There will be an arena where they will be called false deception, where they actually, false discernment, excuse me. They will actually believe that they have discernment, but the discernment will be delusional. They will not be able to discern. Go to 2 Timothy 4. You know, Daddy is so good to us, I got to tell you. He's so good to us. Hallelujah. Do you know, and I repeat this, do you know it has been granted us to have the mysteries of God? We just talked about the mystery of the lawless one. Man, you go tell somebody what you're just getting right now, they don't know. It's not because of a man or anything else. It's because of what God has chosen, His Spirit. And there are many things that we need to be reminded of, which will allow us to keep in position and not be moved out of position. The falling away is the delusions of end time. And in 2 Timothy in chapter 4 and in verse 7, verse 1, would you read it with me? Is everybody there? I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at His appearing in His kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort, choke, beat up, shake, whatever you got to do. Hallelujah. With all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have what? Itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. They will go according to what they feel or their own doctrine, because they just took heed of the doctrine of demons. They took heed of the voice of the stranger. And he's saying, you know, you really, you know, it's, I mean, come on now, you know, come on. That's all. I mean, come on, don't be so religious. I mean, these, you're not under the law anymore. The Bible says that you're under the Spirit of grace. You're allowed to do anything you want and make it home to heaven. No, that's a delusion from hell. Come on, fornicate Friday and Saturday and Sunday and repent Monday and you'll be okay. No, you'll wake up cooking. You'll be the main course. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to delusions. Fables are delusions. Does everybody understand that? But you be what? Watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry. Many deceivers not endure. Amen? They'll look for those who agree with their delusions. They'll jump from church to church or fellowship to fellowship till they find the one that says, this is where I belong. No conviction is preached here. I don't have to hear about that and saying, you're going to hell if you do the wrong thing. I don't have to hear that anymore. Oh, I just want a loving God. He loves me all the time. He loves me when I fornicate. He loves me when I'm drunk. He loves me when I'm doping. He loves me when I'm a dope. God's love for me and you is unconditional. Never changes. Never. But you want favor? Obedience. He says, if you love me, you'll abide in me. You'll submit to me. If you love me. Right? If you love me. Go to 2 John. I'm not against preaching prosperity. I think everybody in the body of Christ should prosper, but they must prosper according to the will of the Lord, not according to the ways of man. 2 John, in verse 7, for many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and a antichrist. Antichrist means comes against the move of the Spirit. Somebody understand that. Why? Because the Spirit is truth. He's known as the Spirit of truth, isn't he? So if he's coming against the truth, he's an antichrist. Now let me share something. Can a believer have a spirit of antichrist? Yes, he can. Because the word believe means to what? Follow. So if you're claiming to be a believer and you're not following, you're a liar. It's real simple. And why are you a liar? Because you're associated with the delusion with the spirit of antichrist. Has everybody got it? Good. Oh, hallelujah. Let's follow with me. Read it with me in verse 8. Look to yourselves that we do not lose those things we worked for, but that we may receive a full reward. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house nor greet him, for he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. Okay, I think we got that covered pretty well. Amen? Speaks for itself. Many deceivers walk around in delusion, preaching a doctrine of man coated with truth, yet its core is adding to the falling away. I'm telling you, if you've ever been involved in New Age, it is so deceptive, so delusional. It's beautiful. Oh man, they got great pictures too. The books are just pretty and beautiful, and it's got, I'm telling you, it's like candy coated with truth. I mean, you know, but inside that core is nothing but a deceptive time bomb causing people to fall away. Very poetic. Brings it all to self. Oh, the God in you. Well, you are God. The problem is the God they're talking about. That's not the God I serve. Because the God they serve is delusionized in many ways, right? So his presence brings delusion and deception. The falling away is delusions. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 1 through 4. Oh, that you would bear with me in a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me. For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lust somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached. Let me share something with you. There are many who are preaching another Jesus. See, my Jesus removes demons from people's bodies. My Jesus heals people's bodies. My Jesus still baptizes people with the Holy Ghost and evidence of tongues and gifts and manifestations. My Jesus still raised those from the dead. My Jesus speaks truth and sets people free and does not bring them into bondage. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we've not preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the one that's preaching another Jesus, hello, which you have not received, or a different gospel which you've not accepted, you may well put up with it. Go to verse 12. But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are, in things of which they boast. For such are what? False apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their what? To their works. See, the serpent deceived Eve, didn't it? False prophets, deceitful workers, self-promoters as officers of the body of Christ, yet they can't have dominion over their own demons. Amen? But they want to have dominion over yours. They're caught up in covetousness and gossip, worldliness, not willing to pay the price of obedience, but willing to receive the pay. If you ever get near someone and the first thing they say, "Hi, I'm apostle such and such," or "I'm a prophet such and such," or whatever. And you're saying, "Okay, cool." But they're exalting their office, and you begin to see their fruits go, "This person ain't right. This person ain't right." You know what he is? Delusionized. He's walking in delusion. He's walking with the spirit of error. Did you ever get around someone that's all they want to do is prophesy? They can't shut up. They have no control over the tongue. "I got a word for you, brother." "I got a word for you. Get ye behind me. You and your familiar spirit you associate with." You know how many people run from place to place to get a word from the Lord? I mean, they're so busy running from place to place to get a word from the Lord. They live on getting the word from the Lord instead of going to get the word themselves. Does everybody understand that? The Bible says that you and I can boldly come through the blood of the Lamb to the throne room of God and get a voice, get the word from the Lord yourself. "Man, I need to go get a word. I just don't know what to do." "Well, go get your own word. I got a word for you. Repent." "You want a word from God? Repent." Then people get the word, "Oh, the Lord gave me this word. Oh, man." Don't get me wrong. There's nothing over the heaven. But people chase the word. They begin to take the prophecy that's been given to them and build on it. Now they're looking at the prophecy and not God. And the Lord will say, "Hey, I want you to go do something." "No, I got a prophecy I got to follow." And they follow that prophecy all the way. And they miss God continuously. Then they become granolas, nutty and fruity. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Delusional. Matthew 24. I had a woman one time that she always had something, you know, going on. Yes, the Lord showed me this. Yes, the Lord did this. The Lord did that. This, that, whatever. I got a word for you. I got a this and I got a that for this person and whatever. And she'd always ended up with saying, "Would you pray for me? Would you pray for me? Would you pray for me?" I'm thinking, man, with all these words you got, what do you need prayer for? If you're hearing God that prayer, what do you want prayer for me for? One day she said, "Would you pray for me?" After we were doing a Bible study. And the Holy Spirit said, "Tell her to pray for herself." And I said, "Pray for yourself." She shot me the finger. And it wasn't a goodbye finger. The next Bible study she came in, she had fungus all in her feet. She touched the Lord's anointed, the office. God wasn't going to let her get away with it. The same thing that happened to Miriam with Moses, the same thing that happened to her. Blew my mind. Brought fear to me. I want to say, man, don't say anything bad about this place. Then she wanted me to pray for her. I said, be made whole. According to the will of God. If it's His will. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. 13 years has been really wild, I got to tell you. The most 13 years of my life that has been the most wildest, awesome things. I mean, awesome. It overwhelms me. What God has done in 13 years, the things that He's allowed me to see and participate in. You know, 13 years cruised very quickly. Of course, when I was a young buck, not I just had my bar mitzvah, I had the delusions too. I wanted to be something overnight. God touched me, changed me, let's go. No. Made me sit in a cave for years. Still not out. I'm still in a cave. He asked me one day, "Would you be willing to stay behind a curtain? Whatever you want, Dad. Me and my big mouth again." Share with me, David did the same thing. He said, "I sent you just like yourself. You were outcast. Nobody wanted you. You were rejected. Nobody wanted you." He said, "That was what happened to my servant David." He said, "The spirit of Saul, the spirit of religion, chased him. You know, hide in a cave for a while. And the Lord sent him those who were faithful of heart. Didn't matter anything they've done. He never looks at what you've done. He looks at who you are. What you may become. Powerful. Oh, to God be the glory. I'm still overwhelmed. I was supposed to have been dead. Many moon ago. But by His mercies and His grace, He kept me alive. In verse 37, "But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark." Now let me share something with you. He is not just talking about, it says, giving, or they were eating, drinking, and marrying. Who was? Man, man, woman, woman. And giving in marriage. Is everybody with me? They were, listen, he's talking about the time of Noah, isn't he? That's why God said that every evil that was possible was during that period of time. That's where he destroyed all mankind. In fact, the Bible says that he was even sorry he created man. And they were given in marriage and they were marrying and so forth and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. They were delusionized, weren't they? Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. This is rapture, isn't it? Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore for you do not know what hour the Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken in two. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour what? You do not expect. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find him doing. Assuredly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if the evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Delusions. That God, in other words, they actually have a delusion that God doesn't see all the things they're doing. They have a delusion that God doesn't see the lying and the deception and the stealing and all the other stuff. They've dull and hardened their hearts to where they can't repent anymore. They've come into an arena of total delusion. Go to Luke 16. Oh, hallelujah. Luke 16. Is everybody okay? Verse 10. It says, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Oh. You know, one of the things that the Lord always shared with me, he says, use what you have and I'll give you more. A desire for more before its time is called covetousness and idolatry. It has come, and greed has come greatly in the body of Christ. It is an end-time delusion. Totally end-time delusion. It's all about self. Idolatry is about idols. People worship idols. They worship their job. They worship themselves. They worship this. They worship that. They don't realize that it's a delusion. Amen? The whole purpose is what they can put in their eyes and what they can put in their ears and some of them what they can put in their mouth. And they become the idol. Go to Ephesians 6. Oh, hallelujah. They come prideful on their own talents. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Would you read this with me, please? Is everybody there? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might and not your own. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the trickery of the devil. You know how many people don't even know what the armor of God is? You know how many people are delusional that they don't even get dressed with God's presence? They don't get dressed with God's armor? The devil deceives them and says, you don't have time now, you've got to work. That means money has come first and it's now an idol. That's an end time delusion. Moves people out of position. He says, put on the full armor of God. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, not the delusion of self-ability. The first thing he says, the armor of God, it says truth. We must put on truth. We must put on righteousness. We must carry the message of Christ's death and resurrection. It's called the gospel of peace. We must maintain the faith level by hearing the word of God so that you are ready in season and out. We must protect our mind with the helmet of salvation from the voice of the stranger by casting down thoughts and imaginations. And we must use the weapons of God that He's given us by speaking the Word. And finally, pray in the Spirit. Those are seven things, and I'll repeat them. It's a representation of the full armor of God. And you can read it all the way through to verse 18. I'm not going to. First thing is truth. I always tell people, if you don't have the belt of truth on, your pants are going to fall, and you're going to trip anyways. Righteousness covers the heart. Carrying the message of Christ's death and resurrection. That is the gospel. Maintaining the faith level by hearing the word of God so that you're ready in season and out. Protecting your mind from the voice of the stranger with the helmet of salvation by casting down thoughts and imaginations that are coming against the knowledge of God. And use your weapons by speaking the word. The word is a representation. His blood, His name, and His word. Speaking the scriptures. And praying in the Spirit or praying in tongues, which builds up your most holy faith, prays the perfect will of God. That is the seventh piece of the armor of God. Is everybody with me? Seven means complete and perfect. That's why we try to encourage people to pray in the Holy Ghost. Why? So they can get the seven piece on. Hallelujah. Go to Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66, end time delusions. It's called the falling away. Starting at verse 1. Isaiah 66. There's another delusion that is phenomenal, overexpressed, and spreads like candy. I'm a good person. I'm a good person. What a delusion. The Bible says that our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags. I'm a good person. No, He is. Amen. Good people don't make it home. Only righteous ones do. The delusion of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. See, now that's what the New Age involves with. I'm a good person. But the people cause the powers of darkness, because the delusion is so great there that they actually begin to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and not the tree of life. That's why they can't get in, because it brings it to them. I'm a good person. I get people to tell me, "Oh, thanks for this. You're in my thoughts, man. Don't keep me in your thoughts. Keep me in your prayers. Your thoughts ain't good to me." You're in my thoughts. Get me out of your thoughts. And put my name on that lip of yours. And lift it up to your dad. Hallelujah. Starting at verse 1. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me, and where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look. On what? On him who is poor and of a contrite spirit and who trembles at my word. He who kills a bull is as if he slays a man, and he who sacrifices a lamb as if he breaks a dog's neck. He who offers a grain offering as if he offers swine's blood. See, he's talking about things of man's doings, ordinances. Me, me, me. This is what I did. This is what I did. He who burns incense as if he blesses an idol. Just as they have chosen their what? Own ways, and their soul delights in their abominations. I'm a good person. So will I choose their delusions and bring their fears on them. Because when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not hear me. But they did evil before my eyes and chose that which I do not delight. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. You brethren who hate you, who cast you out of my name for my name's sake. Said, let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy. But they shall be ashamed. Bring on our own delusions because of our disobedience. One of the things that happened is we go captivity in the mind. Is everybody with me? Go to Jeremiah 8. Jeremiah 8. And Jeremiah was not a bullfrog. That's witchcraft. Hallelujah. Jeremiah, the prophet. Of the Father. Ezekiel, the prophet of the Spirit. Isaiah, the prophet of the Son. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 8, verse 8. How can you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Look at the false pen of the scribe. Certainly writes falsehood. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have? Therefore, I'll give their wives to others, their fields to those who will inherit them. Because from the least even to the greatest, everyone has given to what? Covetousness. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Everyone. So we see here that covetousness is another great delusion, isn't it? It says the false pen of the scribe works falsehood. Look, there are many books out there that supposedly are Christian. There's much music out there that is supposedly Christian. But I can tell you that it's not. It expresses Christ, but Christ in another character. This is where it comes, where the Bible tells us, the doctrine says, they will come and preach another Jesus to you. But it'll bring self-promotion, music, certain books. You've got to be careful what you put in your gates. It may seem Christ-like, but it isn't. There's music that puts people in the outer courts and keeps them there. That's why it's called contemporary, because it's temporary. But then there's music that brings you into the Holy of Holies where you change. How many times you need to hear the message over? Did you get the message? Good, now get in the river. Hallelujah. False scribes. Books. Self-help books. Self-help books. Help yourself. This is how you do it. Listen to this tape all night while you sleep. And you'll wake up with 14 demons in you. But you'll be delusionalized because you won't know you have them. Lamentations chapter 2. Oh, hallelujah. I've heard that myth over and over. I've heard people tell me, I know God can't help those who can't help themselves. What? Only God helps those who help themselves. And they're off. Blessed be the name. At least it works. Okay, where did I say to go? Lamentation. It's right after Jeremiah. Glory to God. Lamentation. And chapter 2, verse 13. Amen. They got loosed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Delusion. See that delusion? These people love these chrome rims. I don't know if I told you that somebody tried stealing my car, my truck. They pushed it out. They couldn't get it going. And the police came. And I said to the police officer, didn't they read the front of the license plate? He said, what do you mean? I said, Jesus, eternal protection. They couldn't take this truck nowhere. He's like, uh-huh. I said, what do they want with these? I looked at him and thought, delusion. You don't get it. They brought out this little kit that they... Oh, forget it. I'm not even going there. They were delusionized. They thought they were detectives from Sherlock Holmes. Praise God. Okay. Lamentation 2:13. Is everybody there? Hallelujah. How shall I console you? To what shall I liken you, O daughter of Jerusalem? What shall I compare with you that I may comfort you, O virgin, daughter of Zion? For your ruin is spread wide as the sea. Who can heal you? Your prophets have seen for you false and deceptive visions. They have not uncovered your iniquity to bring back your captives, but have envisioned for you false prophecies and delusions. I'm telling you, people run around for a word from the Lord instead of seeking God. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with getting a word from the Lord. Let me tell you something. One day there was a prophetess that was in town. People were going to her. I was in my prayer closet. The Lord said, I want you to go. I said, why do I need to go? I can hear you personally. He said, I want you to go. I want you to become a part of the body. And I went. And the woman called me out and shared some stuff with me to confirm what was going on. I said, okay, praise God. I already knew that. See, God was just wanting my obedience. Does everybody understand that? Believe me, I go to places, people always give me a word. Praise God. Okay, cool. I'll take the word. I'll put it on the shelf. If it comes to pass, it's God. But other than that, that's that. That's it. Okay, praise God. I mean, there's times when words are given, and all of a sudden, as it see, because if it's of God, when it's manifesting, He'll remind you of the word He gave you. I don't have to try and hear the tape over and over and over and follow that word. If it's God, He'll quicken me to it. It's happened over and over to me. I've given words to many people. I didn't remember them. And then later on, they came, man, you remember the word you gave me? No. Well, anyways, it came to pass. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Then you go on. Amen? But there's so much false delusion, it's incredible right now. Why? Because it's falling away. End time delusion. 2 Peter 2. To God be the glory. Second Peter 2 is just for you. Oh, hallelujah. Second Peter 2, verse 1. Oh, whoa. Okay. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. Second Peter 2, chapter 2, starting at verse 1. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teaching among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemy. By covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For the righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. And especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanliness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Whereas angels who are greater in power and might do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. But these, like natural brute beasts, made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of things they do not understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to coerce in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity, a dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without waters, clouds carried by tempests, from whom is reserved the blackness and a darkness forever. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actively escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For whom by a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if after they had escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true prophet or proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow having washed to her wallowing in the mire. Now listen, this is very powerful. End time delusion, right? These are all about end time delusions. These are effects from these things. People have brought in delusion. The falling away. These are people who have fallen away from knowing the truth. Go to Revelation 12. Revelation chapter 12. Hallelujah. In verse 7. Revelation 12, verse 7. Is everybody there? Revelation 12, verse 7. Glory to God. Hallelujah, it's a good night to die. Would you read it with me, please? And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, and they did not prevail, nor was there a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them, but woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. Let me share something with you, a powerful delusion. There is a delusion that the devil doesn't exist. Even in the body of Christ. There's a delusion that we're not in a war. And we have a wonderful teaching that says, it's called casualties of war, because if you're not in the war or in the battle, you become a casualty. That delusion is phenomenal. It is strong in the body of Christ. They actually don't believe that there's a devil or demons or whatever. They believe just because they're a believer, they can't have a demon. They use the scripture of, well, how can the Holy Spirit dwell with the devil? Well, he's been dwelling with him for a long time. Hello? His time's not up for him to no longer dwell. Does everybody understand that? But there will be a time when he's removed. But in the meantime, it's our responsibility to remove them from us. Amen? That's why the Bible says, cast out the devil. Hallelujah. The illusion of no devil or war. They run to the world for help instead of to the throne or God. Revelation 19. While we're here. In verse 19. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and her armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. Then the beast was captured and with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone and the rest were killed with the sword who proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse and all the birds were filled with their flesh. Now it says something very powerful. In verse 1 it says, and I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against them. Like they are delusionalized that they think they're going to win against God. They actually believe, this, what a delusion, that they're going to defeat their creator. Does everybody understand that? People who practice witchcraft are in the powers of darkness. They have that strong delusion that they're going to have an office with Satan. They are, though. That ain't going to be a pretty one, though. It's going to need some remodeling. Don't call covenant builders then. We don't remodel downstairs. It's amazing, the delusion that they will actually defeat God. In Revelation chapter 2, starting at verse 1. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and found them to be liars or delusioned. And you have persevered and have patience and have labor for my name's sake and have not become weary. Praise God. That's a 5-star place. Nevertheless, I have this against you. You've lost your first love. There's a delusion even right now. Right now, people have lost their first love. Everything is about work instead of relationship. Everything is about self. Promotion, finances. I got to do this. I got to do that. The I got to do spirit. Instead of going back to their first love. Amen? Go to 2 Corinthians 5. We're almost done. A couple more scriptures. glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Starting at verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our habitation from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has also given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your conscience. You know how many people don't believe the delusion that there is not a hell? I speak to many people who don't believe that there's a hell, even in the body of Christ. Oh, God, God is a God of love. He wouldn't send anyone to hell. He doesn't. They send themselves. The problem is there is no unbeliever in hell now. Everyone that's there believes. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15. I'm a good person. God wouldn't send me to hell. No, He won't. You will. 1 Corinthians 15 and 33. The falling away, we're in it. It says, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak to you as boneheads. I mean, I speak this to your shame. God says, my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. Oh, hallelujah. So we don't want to be deceived, do we? There are certain people who think they can just hang around with a lot of people. Oh, man, they're just my old friends. Yeah, hallelujah, high five. They're doing hallelujah and they're saying other things. Come on, man. It's okay. I know you haven't been around a while, but that's cool. Come on over. We'll watch a little football. I'll drink booze and smoke dope and snort coke and you can just sit there and watch. They're delusionized. The Bible says, do not be unevenly yoked. Depart from a brother who is not willing to walk according to the doctrine. It's amazing to me, this sola sharina that people get sucked into. Do you know when you promote an individual that's not walking right before God, that you're actually telling him you're agreeing with what he's doing? Does anybody understand that? There's a difference of, hey man, you know, I love you. I love you. I'm here for you. But I can't fellowship with you. I can't promote what you're doing, man. I just can't do it. I'm sorry. But there are those who are so caught up in the soulish arena because of the delusion, because they're bound by so much emotion. They actually pet evil. They comfort it. Pastors that are fornicating. And all kinds of stuff. Well, I'm called to this church. That means you're promoting what that pastor has done. Stealing from people. God exposes it all. Blows my mind. You know what it is? They don't want to lose their position in the church. Far be it that they'd lose their seat. I'm not leaving that seat. That's been warm for 13 years. That's my seat. They come in and say, what you doing in my seat? They won't leave because of comfort. But yet, they promote. They agree with what's going on in the office. That's a delusion, isn't it? And I want to close at 2 Corinthians 4. end time delusions. It's called the falling away, and we're in it. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting in verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel or the message of truth is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing or decaying, whose minds the God of this age has blinded. Who's the God of this age? Satan. Who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Christ's sake. For as the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Remember, the falling away has already begun. We're in it. Do not be caught up in these goofy delusions. Amen. They're deceptions. One of the things the enemy's always going to try to do is get you by your false compassion. Delusional. He brings you into a woe is me syndrome. He puts false guilt on you. That's delusional. As you do things, you become a puppet to the powers of darkness instead of a servant of the Lord. And that's what we see what's happening. The falling away. We're in it. Get discernment. Stay close to the Lord. And kick butt on the devil. Amen? Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. And Lord, we take this opportunity and we repent in any area that we've touched and agree with the falling away of delusion at this end time. Any area, Lord, that we've touched and agree, we repent. We curse and command every corruptible seed that's been imparted in us to wither and die. And we break and loose ourselves from every associated spirit that you would have your right away. That clarity and understanding, discernment, strength, and boldness would be manifested. That we would have eyes to see and ears to hear what your Spirit is saying. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a mighty hand.